Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Prime Minister.
The Labour Party
stepped over the line.
There'll be silence.
Federal Politics with Dennis Shanahan.
On Radio 2UE.
Here, here, and of course the political editor of The Australian. G'day, Dennis.
G'day, fellas.
Here, here. Hello, here, Dennis.
Hey, coming down your way to Canberra later on for a couple of days, and they tell me it's damn freezing down there.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Who told you it was cold?
Beautiful and sunny in the middle of the day, but very, very cold. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
It is cold, but it's actually quite, it is typical Canberra winter. There's a bit of frost in the morning,
yeah,
but clear and sunny during the day.
Oh, we've heard it's so cold that one of the arms broke off the Al Grasby statue. Is that true?
We know which arm it was, too.
And that's indoors.
Yeah. Now, in politics, and it should have been the big story most of the week, really, the Bill Shorten story, and I notice on the news this morning, somebody from Labor is saying that, you know, he'll be looking forward to defending his 21-year record of helping workers, and we're confident he'll be cleared. And I said to Paul, we were walking down the corridor going to the toilet, and I said to Paul, sounds like he's up on murder charges.
It does, doesn't it?
Look, there's clearly, well, what's happened, of course, is that the Royal Commission has now asked Bill Shorten to appear later in the year, and he has agreed. And it's been a political problem for him for a while. It has grown in prominence during the last couple of weeks. And the evidence that's been given is a political problem for him because what has happened is he continued a system of memberships being paid for by companies for members of the AWU, and ultimately this system was abused. And the issue for him is that part of the allegations being made and part of the evidence is that in return for these memberships being paid, which gave the union coverage on the companies, the companies got better deals, particularly for lower-paid workers. So he stands accused of continuing to use a system which actually did away with penalties and conditions for low-paid workers.
In a nutshell, it's deals that hurt the workers and advantage the actual union itself. Is that what they're basically saying?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And one of the points is, of course, that the memberships, the number of members, gave the union greater say within the Labor Party.
That's what I'm saying about benefiting the union.
That's right. And the other thing that it did was that it ensured that other unions could not get through to the workplaces, so they had closed shops.
Is this illegal, Dennis?
No.
I mean, it's immoral, but is it illegal?
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Now, but it's also something that has gone on for a very long time.
Yeah.
This goes back to the times of the communist influence within the union.
I thought you were going to say back to the convicts.
Yeah. And what would happen is that companies would prefer not to deal with unions which were communist-dominated or infiltrated, and they would pay the membership of the unions of a friendly union and to keep the communist-influenced unions out. So it goes back a long way. But what's happened, of course, is over the decades, that has changed, and it has now become, or has now been used by evidence at the commission, to actually increase the power of the union at the cost of the union members.
All right, so what can come out of this? The worst that could come out for Bill Shorten would be his reputation as standing up for the working man would be damaged in the public view. That's about the worst, isn't it?
That's what's already occurring, and that's what's concerning him now. That's right. That's the political damage,
yeah.
that the man who stands up and says the last budget is unfair,
yeah.
he's there for the working man, right. Labor is standing up for lower income people,
but
Abbott's unfair, has actually been using a system which has taken away some of the rights and pay of lower income workers.
Now, there's no secret around here, Dennis, that I am the president of the Bill Shorten fan club. There's no doubt about that. Because I believe he is the greatest asset that the Liberal Party have ever had. That's what I believe. I don't think he could lead one of my cats to the litter tray, let alone Labor to the victory at the next election. I think he's just, hopeless as far as I'm concerned. But friends of mine, and this is all friends from all sorts of denominations, of political inclinations, half a dozen of them have said to me this week, they've all said the same thing. They've all come up with the same expression. They got it from somewhere, I don't know, that Bill Shorten will be gone within a week. Now, that would be a tragedy as far as the Conservatives are concerned.
Well,
is this possible that this is going to happen?
I hate to disabuse you, but I don't think that's certainly going to happen. No. Look, I think that there is no doubt growing concern within the Labor Party about the direction Bill Shorten is taking them. There are complaints about his office and his management, very familiar complaints about Tony Abbott last year.
Mm.
And people want Bill Shorten to change. They don't want, there isn't an appetite to change leaders. They want the leader to change.
But you wrote a column about this during the week, credibility, not negativity, why Bill Shorten has shifted. You wrote a column about exactly
yes.
that during
yeah,
exactly. the week.
Exactly. And this is the problem, that he has realised, and the polling on both sides is showing this, the focus groups are showing this, and that's, when you talk to people and you hear those phrases come up, this is what they're hearing in the focus groups. It's not difficult. And so he's got to realise, he has realised that he appears too negative and he doesn't have credibility on the economy, and so he's got to start supporting some measures, tax measures and budget measures.
Now, I think it's fair to point this out, Dennis, we all seem to say openly he's a terrible leader for Labor and he's blah, 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 and he's this and he's that. However, Tony Abbott's not, he passed him, and they were making a lot out of it. He passed him, I think, for the first time in the polls as preferred Prime Minister. So they're both kind of on, neither of them are covered in glory, put it that way.
That's right. And just on that, it's the first time Tony Abbott has passed him as preferred Prime Minister since the budget. Obviously,
yeah.
Tony Abbott had the advantage of being Prime Minister before the last budget, and that's when he fell behind Bill Shorten.
So he's going to be around for a while. Thank
Indeed.
God for that.
Look, Labor just doesn't want to go through all this again. We're watching it on television. We're seeing Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd going at it hammer and tongs. This will be another problem for Bill Shorten too as time goes
on. Can I ask you a favour? I videoed that, the Killing Fields or whatever it's called.
Yep.
I haven't watched it yet. Should I sacrifice an hour or two of my life to watch it, or is there anything new in it worth having a look at?
Look, there's nothing new. It's all pretty much as we knew, because so much of this was carried out in public, and so much has been written about it since. I found it interesting just to relive the recent history, as it were, and it's quite remarkable that how much is actually there now on the video record, and just to see Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd answering each other in a way, which I found quite interesting.
Well, Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.